Welcome to the Home Building Hero, where we help you become the hero of your new home by providing you all the information that you need. No matter if you're an industry pro, you're building, or you're buying, we got you covered here at the Home Building Hero. We're coming to you live today from the LP Studios here in Wisconsin. I'm your host, David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. Thank you for tuning in today. Good day, everybody. Today's topic is going to be the top 10 sustainable features new home buyers are looking for. Now, how did I get the idea for this topic? Well, I tried something a little different this time. I'm going out of my comfort zone a little bit. Recently, we had a podcast about AI. I've been to some seminars about AI, and I was like, well, I'm not sure if I'm going to do this or not. I decided to jump in the AI pool, and I had AI look into my podcast and tell me a topic that we should do a show on. And this was one of them that came up. And so I doubled down on it and said, okay, Mr. Smart AI, give me some of the top 10 things that are sustainable features buyers are looking for in the home. So we're going to kind of tag team this. This is going to be me with my AI companion here on my phone with the topic. So hopefully this will go well, but I'm going to add my analysis in and the analysis of our friend at AI here to see what are the most popular sustainable features for homes. All right. It's obviously something that the next generation is looking for. People want homes that are going to last long and also be good on the environment. There's a lot of awareness that's going on out there from home buyers seeking positive environmental impact and also want to make sure that their homes last for a long time. So with that, let's jump into some of these sustainable features that buyers are looking for. The first one on the list is energy efficient appliances. Now, I'll agree with this because appliances can be a big drain on energy. So to be able to make those more sustainable, I think makes a lot of sense. A lot of customers want energy efficiency in their appliances. So not only the rating system with it, but they want to make sure that they're just not sucking power all the time. And when they use them, they're using them as efficiently as possible. This can be all sorts of different things, right? This can be dishwashers and microwaves and stoves, but it can also be your furnaces and your air conditioners. And so this is a high rate of return. So I think this is a great item. I will agree with my AI friend here. I haven't named him yet or her yet. Maybe I'll do that down the road here. But yes, I agree with that. Energy efficient appliances are a sustainable thing, and it's a good value add to the home because, you know, getting something that's energy efficient, you're going to have it in your home a long time. You want to make sure that it lasts. And one of the things that we looked into with the energy efficiency with the appliances is they said that if you're trading up from an older appliance that's over 10 years old, you can see a cost savings between 10 to 50% on your energy cost, depending on the actual appliance. So that's pretty good. That makes a lot of sense there. Okay, the next sustainable feature that home buyers are considering is solar panels and renewable energy. I should make panables. That would be kind of fun. I don't know what it would be, but that sounds fun. All right, so solar panels. That makes sense too, right? Because solar panels are getting more popular. I don't think we've gotten to that threshold though. And where my analysis comes in is the payback isn't always kind of where it needs to be yet, right? With the tax incentives, it's better because you've got that 30% savings. That's definitely making it more viable. But if you start to do the math on the length of time for the payback, a lot of times it's closer to that 20-year mark, and that's very difficult to get all that money back out of your home. So while I think new buyers are interested in it, and we're seeing a few do that, I'm not seeing it take over mass market yet because the dollars and cents aren't quite there yet. I think when the payback starts to drop, you know, to below that 15 year, gets to 12, 10 years, I think you're going to see a lot more people do it. And certainly when it's under 10 years, you're going to see a lot of it happening. Okay, next sustainable feature on the list, high quality insulation. Okay, this is another one of those bang for the buck things, right? And I think this makes sense because you can put the best furnace in, you can put the best air conditioner in, but if your house is a sieve, if the warm air is leaking out of your house as fast as you can put it in, there's no point. You can have the most efficient anything in there, you're wasting money. So in fact, I would almost argue that this might be job number one, is tighten the air quality, tighten the insulation of the home first, and then spend some money on the other products, and you'll get a way better return on your investment. But sustainability within the insulation and the products that you're using is also important, because again, you don't want this stuff to be toxic, make you sick. You don't want this stuff to be sitting in landfills for decades and decades, not breaking down. So you want to make sure that you have products that are good on the environment. Some of these things, some of the spray foams have some pretty toxic chemicals in them. And sometimes when you do spray foam, for example, they recommend that you're not in the home for 24 hours after they put the product in, because the chemicals coming out of it are hazardous to your health. So sustainability and concern of the environment is paramount with insulation. So that makes a lot of sense as well. Good job, Mr. AI friend. All right, the next sustainable feature in homes, smart home technology. Are you patting yourself on the back here, Mr. AI? You're like, hey, smart homes, AI, yeah, buy some. Possibly, right? But integrating smart home technology can be a sustainable feature as well. Now think about just the simplest example, the thermostat, right? You've got a smart home thermostat. You program it, well, you can save a lot of energy. I did this on my own home. I went with a zoned heating, and I programmed my thermostats, and I was amazed how much money I saved on my heating and cooling bills, because during the day, I'm not home. So I turn the heat down probably 7 to 10 degrees while I'm gone, and it automatically turns the heat up before I get home. It's wonderful. And then I also, because I have a two-story home, we know that my family is downstairs from 5 p.m. to roughly 10 p.m. So we keep the heat a little warmer on the first floor, and we have it turned down a little bit on the second floor. And about 9:30, we turn the heat up on the upstairs, and we turn the heat down on the first floor. And so as we're sleeping, you know, we can have our bedroom a little bit more comfortable, but we don't need all that extra heat in the first floor. So yes, that's a very sustainable feature. You add that in with some smart home features, whether that could be automation or AI, to know when you come and go. It can automatically adjust or have room sensors. So you walk through the room and goes, hey, you're going to be in this room for a while. We're going to turn the heat up. You can definitely save some money. That's definitely a sustainable feature. All right, next on the list for sustainable features, water efficient fixtures. So obviously, sustainability, water is a big part of sustainability. Certain parts of the country are dealing with some very, very serious issues. You know, when you get out to Nevada, Arizona, California, they a lot of times are worried about water supply. They don't have enough clean water, and they're actually actively restricting the usage of water. One of the ways that you can do that, besides just shutting it off, which isn't good for anyone, is to use water-saving fixtures. You can use the efficient toilet. So instead of a 1.6-gallon flush, you can get a 1.2-gallon flush. Some even have a 1-gallon flush, kind of getting pretty close to not being effective after that. But they do have some that work well. So you can save a lot of, you know, water that way. I mean, if you think about every time you flush the toilet, you can save 0.4 gallons and how many times your toilet's flushed today. That can be a lot of water, especially if you're paying for it and you're on sewer, you know, city water and sewer. That can cost you a lot of money. So going with a more efficient toilet would make sense. You can also go with 2.4 gallon shower heads. You can go with 1.6. So there's different things that you can do to reduce the amount of water consumption in your home. You can also get lower flow faucets. Additionally, with the toilets, you can get dual flush toilets. Doesn't mean it flushes twice. It means that you have two different buttons. So you have a button for number one and a button for number two, and they use different amounts of water accordingly. So those are all things that you can do to save water and create a more sustainable atmosphere for your home. All right, the next feature of sustainable features that buyers are looking for in the home is use of natural and recycled materials. Okay. That makes sense too. Obviously, anything we can recycle. A lot of the insulation we use actually is made out of recycled materials, sometimes even recycled newspaper. So you used to see all the pink insulation. A lot of times you're seeing kind of a gray insulation. That's because it's recycled material. So you can definitely use that. A lot of the decking we use, it's a plastic PVC decking, it's made from recycled milk containers. So reusing all that plastic, that's a sustainable feature that's in your home that you may not realize. Some of the countertops, some of the quartz will use crushed glass in it, glass from bottles. I've actually seen some beautiful quartz that was made out of a certain brand of beer's bottles, and kind of a cool thing, right? You could be like, hey, I'm, you know, local brand, and then you're reusing the glass in it. It's kind of a cool thing that you can do. And so definitely a sustainable feature there for you as well. So another, I think, good suggestion here from our friend, Mr. AI. Next one. This one's kind of interesting. Not so sure about this one. Green roofs and living walls. Exploring the aesthetics and environmental benefits of green roofs and living walls. Well, I live in Wisconsin. I can tell you right now, you're not going to have a green roof here in Wisconsin because it gets too cold. So I'm not so sure I buy that. Now, living walls, more and more people are going with plants and trying to put more natural elements in the home. So I can definitely see that. Maybe gardens. I'm starting to see those devices where it has like a light built into it, and you can have these like gardens, and you can create these little potters that hang from it, so you can like grow cherry tomatoes and different fruits and things like that, and they're growing in your house the whole time. Kind of cool. I can see that, but a green roof, yeah, I don't see that, at least not in my market. Maybe we got to do a little better there, but hey, for the first go around with AI, we're not doing too bad here. Okay, next one on the list, low E windows. Yeah, this is definitely makes a lot of sense. Again, we were talking about this earlier with insulation. Windows are no different. You can have the most expensive, best furnaces and air conditioners or solar systems, and if the energy is going right out the window, so to speak, it's almost useless. So you want to have good energy efficient windows. Probably right next to insulation would be the number one thing. Maybe number two on the list is have really good windows. But sustainability is also important with them. And we're seeing a lot more people using vinyl windows or fiberglass windows because they last longer, right? You don't have to replace them for a very, very long time. Now, are the materials the best? Maybe not, you know, but you do need your windows to last. You need them to be durable. You know, if you have a wood window, the bad thing about a wood window is it's eventually going to rot and have to be replaced, where a vinyl window, fiberglass window is going to really last potentially the duration of the home. But then you also want to make sure that you're putting in, you know, good low E coating. I think the sustainability issue you have to be careful of is with the gases that you're putting in, like argon and things like that. Is that technically sustainable or not? That's something that's worth a further discussion, but those would be things that maybe buyers would consider. And the next one on the list of sustainable features buyers are looking for in the new home is certifications and ratings. So these would be anything from green certifications like LEED or energy certifications like Energy Star for new home buyers. And some buyers are interested in this and some are not. I think most people want to know that you're using energy efficient products. They want to know that you're trying your best to use products that are sustainable. But from my experience, my consumers have not really been willing to pay additional for certifications. We offer the certification, and it's an additional cost because you have to bring verifiers in and provide all the documentation. I have yet to have a customer actually pay additional to have that work done. We decided to do a study. We used to do it standard on every home. Buyers are like, cool. And they're like, okay, well, it costs $1,200. Do you want it or not? And they're like, no, thanks. If I got to pay for it, no, thanks. So it's kind of interesting. Obviously, the most important thing is to do the good things, put the sustainable features in, put the energy efficient products in. If you want the sheet of paper and the verification, that's cool. But most people just aren't willing to spend the money on it. But we build them that way anyway. So kind of interesting, but there you go. This was our first tandem podcast here, AI and the Home Building Hero working together to create it. Hopefully, you enjoyed the content. I'll be curious to see how this episode ranks among the other episodes. If you know, our ChatGPT friend here is onto something and this is a topic you want more of, we'll explore it further, but we'll kind of watch the data and see for sure. So once again, thank you guys so much for tuning into the Home Building Hero. Please give us a 5-star rating if you enjoy the podcast, and also make sure you hit that subscribe button. Get subscribed so you get notified every time we drop new content. We would appreciate it so we can continue to grow and give you guys awesome home building information.
Once again, thank you for tuning in to The Home Building Hero, broadcasting live from the Bellman Home Studio. If you haven't already, please make sure to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and make sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Until next time, I'm David Bellman, signing off.